Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and this is the third and final part of the series of questions on hematology. You can find these questions in a written format at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's jump straight in. Question 81. What are the peak ages for Hodgkin's lymphoma? Around 20 to 25 years and at 80 years. Question 82. What viruses are particularly associated with Hodgkin's lymphoma and Burkitt lymphoma? The Epstein-Barr virus and HIV. Question 83. What type of lymphoma typically occurring in the stomach is associated with Helicobacter pylori infection? Malt lymphoma. Question 84. What type of lymphoma is associated with lymph node pain after drinking alcohol? Hodgkin's lymphoma. Question 85. What are the characteristic B symptoms of lymphoma? Fever, weight loss, and night sweats. Question 86. What is the characteristic cell found in a lymph node biopsy sample in Hodgkin's lymphoma? The Reed-Sternberg cell. Question 87. What classification system is used to stage most types of lymphoma, including Hodgkin's lymphoma? The Lugano classification. Question 88. What cells are affected in myeloma? The plasma cells. What type of cells are plasma cells? B. Lymphocytes. Question 89. What condition involves the production of a specific paraprotein without other features of myeloma? Monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, or MGUS. Question 90. What specific finding in the urine is associated with myeloma? The Bence-Jones protein. Question 91. What are the four key effects of myeloma? You can use the CRAB mnemonic. C for calcium elevated or hypercalcemia, R for renal disease, A for anemia, and B for bone disease, meaning bone lesions and bone pain. Question 92. What is the gold standard imaging investigation for diagnosing bone disease in patients with myeloma? A whole body MRI scan. Question 93. What blood test is used to detect paraproteinemia in patients with myeloma? Serum protein electrophoresis. Question 94. What effect does myeloma have on the plasma viscosity? It causes a raised plasma viscosity. Question 95. What does an X-ray finding of a raindrop skull indicate? Multiple lytic lesions in the skull caused by myeloma. Question 96. What are the three main types of myeloproliferative disorder, and which cell lines proliferate in each one of these? primary myelofibrosis affects the hematopoietic stem cells, polycythemia vera affects the erythroid cells, and essential thrombocythemia affects the megakaryocytes. Question 97. What is the most notable gene affected by mutations in myeloproliferative disorders? JAK2. Question 98. What complication occurs where the proliferation of a single cell line leads to the bone marrow being replaced with scar tissue? Myelofibrosis. Question 99. What are the main treatments used to manage polycythemia vera? Venesection to lower the hemoglobin, aspirin to reduce thrombus formation, and hydroxycarbamide to control the disease. Question 100. What cells are affected by mutations in myelodysplastic syndrome? The myeloid cells in the bone marrow. Question 101. What does myelodysplastic syndrome have the potential to transform into? Acute myeloid leukemia. Question 102. At what level would a low platelet count cause easy bruising and prolonged bleeding times? When it gets below 50 times 10 to the power of 9 per litre. Question 103. At what level would a low platelet count put patients at high risk of spontaneous bleeding? A level below 10. Bleeding in which areas is particularly dangerous? Intracranial bleeding and gastrointestinal bleeding. Question 104. What are the top differentials for abnormal or prolonged bleeding? Thrombocytopenia, or a low platelet count, von Willebrand disease, hemophilia A or B, and disseminated intravascular coagulation. Question 105. What condition involves the spontaneous creation of antibodies against platelets, resulting in the destruction of platelets and a low platelet count? Immune thrombocytopenic purpura, or ITP. Question 106. What condition caused by a deficiency in the ADAM TS13 protein involves the development of tiny thrombi throughout the small vessels, using up platelets and causing a low platelet count? Thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura, or TTP. Question 107. What condition involves the development of antibodies against platelets in response to treatment with a specific medication? Heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. Question 108. What is the most common inherited cause of abnormal or prolonged bleeding? Von Willebrand disease. What glycoprotein is deficient, absent, or malfunctioning in this condition? Von Willebrand factor. Question 109. What is the inheritance pattern of hemophilia A and B? X-linked recessive. Question 110. What clotting factor is deficient in hemophilia A? Factor 8. Question 111. What clotting factor is deficient in hemophilia B? Factor 9. Question 112. When might a deep vein thrombosis result in a large stroke? When there is a septal defect in the heart, for example, an atrial septal defect, allowing the thrombus to pass through to the left side of the heart and into the systemic circulation. Question 113. Where is the calf circumference measured when suspecting a deep vein thrombosis? Ten centimeters below the tibial tuberosity. What difference in size between the legs is considered significant for a DVT? More than a 3 centimeter difference. Question 114. What scoring system predicts the risk of a patient's symptoms being caused by a deep vein thrombosis? The Wells score. Question 115. What is the first line investigation when a patient presents with symptoms of a deep vein thrombosis and the Wells score indicates that a deep vein thrombosis is likely? A leg vein ultrasound. Question 116. When a patient presents with symptoms of a deep vein thrombosis, but the Wells score indicates that a DVT is unlikely, what is the first line investigation to exclude a DVT? A D-dimer blood test. Question 117. What is the first line anticoagulant in most patients diagnosed with a deep vein thrombosis? Direct acting oral anticoagulants, or DOACs, for example, apixaban or rivaroxaban. In which two groups of patients would DOACs not be the first line choice for deep vein thrombosis? And what alternatives would be the first line choice? Pregnant patients are treated with low molecular weight heparin, and patients with antiphospholipid syndrome are treated with warfarin, with the addition of low molecular weight heparin initially until the INR is in range. Question 118. What is the usual duration of anticoagulation in patients with a provoked deep vein thrombosis with a reversible cause? 3 months. Question 119. Where is the obstructing thrombus located in Budd-Chiari syndrome? In the hepatic veins or the inferior vena cava. Question 120. What is the classic triad of features of Budd-Chiari syndrome? Abdominal pain, hepatomegaly, and ascites. So thanks for listening to this third and final part of the series of questions on hematology. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. I recommend heading over to members.zerotofinals.com and having a look at what's available there. There's loads of resources to increase your productivity and effectiveness at learning medicine, including flashcards, short answer questions, multiple choice questions, and extended matching questions, as well as a really effective tracking tool for preparing for exams. And I hope you join us for the next episode, where we'll move on to a series of questions on rheumatology.